There's been another group on your time.
In West Bengal. Recently I was residing in Ganadas Kandra, the Sri Path of Mongol Vaishnav Thakur, and restoring the temple of Sri Sri Radha Vallabh, worshipped by Mongol Vaishnav Thakur.
Mongol Maharaj?
Mongol Vaishnav Thakur Mahaprabhur Parshad, Jini Gadadhar Panditir Shishya, Tar Sevito Sri Sri Radha Vallabh Mandir Sangthai. Ganadas Kandra, Bardhaman Jila Madhya, Birbhumer Srimai Pray. সেখানে তাদের মনে সংস্কার করছিল মহাপ্রভুর পার্ষদ যেখানে মন্দির করেছেন সেই সমস্ত নিয়ে গবেষণা করে করে কয়েকটা জায়গা কিছু সংস্কার করেছেন এই মাঝে আপডেট
I was reading in the Gaura Ganadesha Dipika of Kavi Kanapur that Ramananda Rai is Lalita and Swarup Damodara is Vishakha. Generally we say the other way. So I'm wondering why Kavi Kanapur seems to have a different opinion on them.
There are difference of opinion. It may be that according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has not come only one time in this world. Life and last time he has descended to this world. One time in each day of the mission. So, even this Brahma, whose half life had been spent, has come several times. So, it can be changed in one day, like this, like that. So, we can also believe in Kavi Kanapur and sometimes on earth. At the same time, we can believe in other Vaishnavas also. Sometimes Raghunath Goswami has told the names. Someone told that Raghunath Goswami was Bhanumati. Sometimes it is Rati Manjari. Sometimes Tulsi Manjari. So there are very little differences in this. I think that these are not so much differences. Also, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told so many names. His Vilas Manjari he has told to his Guru Narottam Thakur. And also, Jiva Goswami has been told Vilas Manjari. I think that these things are wrong. First, second, third, fourth, George, make, fifth, eighth. So, Vilas Manji, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, then it is. Because there are numerous unaccountable gopis. So, it can be taken and it can be
reconciled.
That all Vaishnavas who have been associated of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all are one. Both are true, but we will take where there is same opinion in so many Vaishnavas. Kaviraj Goswami, Kavi Karnapur has written this, but Rishi, that so many devotees have taken him as Sarva Dhamodar, as a and I think it is most prominent because he was so much near dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more than rare. Both were in the same level, Lalita and Vishakha are in the same level. Sometimes if it appears by their sevas that Lalita is more prominent, sometimes it seems that Vishakha is more prominent and near dear to Srimati Radhika because they have taken birth in same day. All quality same. Their color, their everything.
The mood is different though, no?
No. Vishakha and Srimati Radhika like same.
Oh.
She is not Prakhara, but Lalita is Prakhara. So by all these things, sometimes Vishakha becomes high. And sometimes when Lalita is going to serve Radha and Krishna Kanjubal, oh, it is more. If Chitra is serving, then we will see that Chitra is most among all devotees. When Tumvidya, it seems that Tumvidya is known all the learnings, more than all others. She can play on Bhutanga so sweet, she can sing so sweet, she can love so sweet, she can sing so sweet, she can decorate Radha and Krishna more. When they are doing, we cannot judge. Who are doing all this? You can come here and there, giving up that door.
Come closer.
You can come here, Prabhu.
But there is no court.
Oh, you should come here. Okay. No, both, you can both come here.
Rupa and Raghunath were Nitya Siddha amongst the Sai Gosai.
All were Siddha. Don't tell like this.
Sometimes I might ask myself.
What our Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has told about this, it is all bona fide. All true. We have not to control, we have not to mention, not to add, not to
minimize
about Goswami. Also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, up to our Prabhupada, Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, all are God of Him coming from there. We cannot change even a word, even a letter from their writings. So we should have to believe on them. Only we will have to reconcile all these things. All God has to. In different words, but the same thing.
Nitya Siddha Kodimani says, Jaya Bhajan Rishvitapa. No, I don't remember where I heard this.
It is from Narottam Thakur. We have that song.
Yeah, that song. Mm-hmm.
Could be mistyping.
If anyone knows the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are Nitya Siddha, all. Chha Goswami or six Goswamis are Nitya Siddha. Se Jai Brajananda Supas. They will go to Krishna, Vijayendra Sutta, and they will serve.
I have another question. We know the one adhikar to enter into Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana is Lob, correct? But there's some controversy as to when Lob develops.
No, not this question will be asked. Because when, how it will come, it is not certain. If a man is drunkard, lusty, having so much of wrong things, but anyhow, he is hearing something from one of our Rasik Vaishnava. Being so behind there, attentively, is hearing how Subhasyam was serving Krishna, how Yashoda was finding Krishna, and himself, Krishna himself was waiting, and he was waiting really, not imitating. He heard that the goat is very tired, and Krishna himself establishing it. Oh, anyhow, in any work, I can serve like that. This will come. And when it will come really, then all bad things at once go away. And he will come in the rank of, in the platform of the Ruchi. At once he will come. We know that Haridas Thakur, he has no guru. In boyhood, how we can adopt in our line? How?
I've often wondered.
You know that Swarup Damodar. What is the name of his Gurudev? He has gone to Kashi, took the sannyas base, but we take him like Lalita. Why? Why? So we should think of these things. You know that some past impressions are needed. A person who has legs and left buts, his past impressions, and he has heard so many one of our Rasik Vaishnava. And in this birth, we see that no guru, nothing, but he has taken so many gurus. Nityananda Prabhu is guru, Valdev Prabhu is guru. So for them it has been told, no diksha, no purascharya, no this is no, no initiation, nothing is required for them. And they will at once get the same that they are hearing, and greed is coming. But greed is for past impressions. So they go down to reply all these things. They go like Haridas Thakur, Swarup Damodar. You know this was the guru of Raya Ramananda? You cannot decide. Never anywhere written out of it. And he was the highest person, one of the friends of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he became? These rules and regulations are not for them, for us, for their persons. It may be that among us there may be Vaishnavas who had the past impressions of this Raganuga Bhakti, and the greed is coming from that birth, and at once they will hear bona fide Rasik Vaishnava, and he can go out. Swamiji was not an ordinary person, He was not unqualified person. He was a Rasik Vaishnava. I know that he used to cut jokes from even from the third class disciples also. You know? I know I used to also cut jokes with him, and he also, like brothers, friends. I know more than you know. Even more now. That I know more than any of these own leaders. Sitting one mantra like form, taking prasadam, doing all these things, laughing, marrying, everything. So anyone cannot tell that he has no impression of and he was not Rasik Vaishnava, and he was not qualified for Gopi Bhav. Manas, they were telling me that he was just Sakha only. Swamiji, I at once stood up and told that you are not knowing nothing. You have no any conception of all these things. You cannot decide who was he. How you can tell that this? I know. I am not so high class of Vaishnava, but yet I know something. By Vaishnava, that he has received Gopal Mantra from his Gurudev. And what is Gopal Mantra? Gopi Jana Vallabhaya Swaha. Swaha means to be offer. In the relationship of Gopi Bhav Yoga to Krishna, he is Vallabha. Krishna is Vallabha. He has been given sannyas. My Guru Deva, I know what is the Guru Mantra of Vyas, of sannyas order. You don't know.
Okay.
The meaning. I know the meaning and the purport and the sum and substance of that thing. Gopi Bhav. I'm taking Gopi Bhav from my Guru Deva. Guru Deva is giving Gopi Bhav. He was soaked in Gopi Bhav. Otherwise he could write explanation and purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. But sometimes he may write like Sakha, sometimes Dasya Bhav, because Gopi Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, in that everything is there. Everything. Shanta Dasya Sakha Bhav Salle Madhur, and all the things are there. So you cannot tell like this. You have no
right
to say this, because you are not bona fide Vaishnava. So you have not read Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, so you cannot say like this. Then they can then not. I know that he has bona fide Madhur Ras. Without this he cannot preach. He was so powerful.
Is the Sarup Shakti inherent within Jeev Shakti? Mane Sarup Shakti Jeev Shakti Madde Nase Sarup Shakti Gurudevir.
You can speak in English that all cannot. Here.
The Swarup Shakti, is it inherent within Jeev Shakti, or must it be given by some external source?
I could not understand you on this.
Is our eternal Swarup?
You should first know and then he should speak.
Is the Swarup Shakti inherent within Jeev Shakti? Inherent
present,
means
present.
From the
present.
Beginning.
From the beginning.
You know that everything has come from Swarup Shakti. Everything. Jeev Shakti also. Tatasa Shakti. Maya Shakti. Everything has come from Swarup Shakti. Who is Swarup Shakti?
Who is Swarup Shakti? Sri Radha.
Sri Radha, Swarup Shakti. Shohladini, Sambit,
Padini.
Everything, all the Shaktis, all the potency, all the energies have come from Sri Radha. Then why not she will be in Jeev? It may be that in partly, but she will be there. But not whole, partly. Some in Maya shadow, not directly. But you see, Sati directly Papareyam itastu annang prakriti me vidhimi param jivhuta mahabhavo
jaya randhar jate jagat
jaya randhar parashakti jiv. But this aparashakti has only 8 things, not parashakti, but jiv is parashakti, and it is also divinna, divinansa, not swansa. There is much difference in swans and divinans. Swans having all the things of Krishna Shakti Ananda, but partly, then it is swans. But it is yet Krishna. When Krishna comes, manifesting his all the qualities, not fully, then he becomes Ram. Sometimes Nrisimha. But Krishna is there. There is no difference. Only difference of Shakti Prakash. Prakash
Kyanda. Manifestation.
Manifestations of his powers. Especially Rasa. It depends on Rasa. But Vivinans?
Separated.
Separated part. That is from Swarup Shakti, Tatastha Shakti. And from this Tatastha Shakti, you may tell it also from Baladev Prabhu. Baladev, then Mahasankarsan, Mul Sankarsan, Mahasankarsan, then Karnabhisha. Karnas, with Karnas, Karnabhisha, Chai Vishnu, Tatastha Shakti. And from there, Vivinams. So something of Sarva Shakti is in Jeev Shakti, but not everything. You see, understand that like a sheep
or oyster.
Oyster. When a drop of Swati Nakshatra, auspicious
constellation.
Constellation of stars.
Swati.
When it comes from clouds and goes in the
oyster,
then it becomes
pearl.
Pearl.
Swati. Pearls. Now we should think that from where this pearls has come. It has come from the Swati Nakshatra water, or it was in oysters.
Mm-hmm.
Where were the potencies in water, in this oyster?
Mm-hmm.
What can you, what you think?
Mm-hmm.
Where is there potencies? In that sea, oyster, water has added. Like you can come, take an example, same soil, same Jamuna or Ganga river is flowing. There were lakhs and lakhs seeds, no? Seeds, mango seed, neem, you know, neem, very bitter. The seeds of brinjals, the seeds of tomato, the seeds of so many flowers, so many fruits, bitter, sweet, and all these things. On the same soil, nearby, and give same water to all these seeds. Same sun, same air, but why they become different? Rain is same, water is same, but why different? There is something in seeds, different. But it is like a potency. So potency of all these things are here in Jiva Swarup. But it added Swarup Shakti, a special thing that is called Vishesh.
Vishesh.
It comes from the hearts of associates of Krishna, like Subhava Sridhan, Nandavada, Yashoda, like Gopis. And then it comes, that is Madhur Ras, Sakhar Ras, Asana Ras. But what is there? It will be found. If you are in Madhur Ras and you are the sang of Santa Ras, Sakhya Ras, it will not go full. Understand me? My English is so poor.
Very good.
So, the very thing which we have been in your swarup, this seed is there and potency is there. Mm. One guru. In Jaiva Dharma, you can read Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Vijay Kumar and Bharatnath, the seeds and the potency were somewhat different. So one guru, they were listening everything, when water was pouring, and same climate, same everything. But he became only to Sakharas and Vijay Kumar. Why? It does not depend on Sangha, Atha, Swarup Shakti, Potenti, Mashi. It depends on the things which are in our Swarup.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the books of Swamiji, you go to, especially to Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, especially, you should read Brihat Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. Without reading, anyone cannot be one of five devotees. Rupa Goswami has taken this book and he has written Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu, Jalimani, and all the books. He has written depending on that book.
Mm-hmm.
That is, Sanatana Goswami is Gurudev of Rupa Goswami. If a man is not so much learned, but he has heard so many things from their bona fide gurus and especially in our bona fide disciple called, really he is so learned. Only learning of ABCD will not kind of make. It can help something in reading books, but it cannot give honor, goat, impressions. It can only be had by in the association. If you want to go high and develop our Krishna consciousness, it is very, very essential to read in the college of Haridas Thakur, to Gaur Kishore Das Maharaj. I want to be admitted in Haridas Thakur University.
And also Ramesh University.
He's professor in the university.
Well, I have taken the association of Swamiji. You don't know, perhaps. She had made me so clever also. And cheating also. She was very biggest cheater in this whole world. You know Prabhupada? Biggest cheater. He can take all his heart in his pockets. So I have
learned something.
I'm not going to make you cheaters. I'm glad to have your Sangha and also to meet you. I know that you are bona fide Vishnu and you have the mercy of Swami. I will also be glad to meet you again in future. If you come to India in Vrindavan, surely you should.
One question.
I hear very less.
Okay. Loudly.
Okay, Radha is source of all Shaktis. And so, he also has Krishna has 8 queens. And those queens are expansions of gopis.
Which queens?
Like Satyabhama. Yeah. Mm. Like Satyabhama expansion from Radharani and Chandravali, Rukmini expansion from Chandravali.
First you should know that all the gopis, Chandravali, Lalita, Vishakha, all their
bodily
expansions.
Bodily expansions, Srimati Radha. Radhika himself has manifested in Chandravali, Padma, Lalita, Vishakha and all. So, what is coming from Lalita, Vishakha, Chandravali are also, it may be that they are all manifestations of Sri Rukmini and all others. 60,000, even Lakshmi, even Sita, even the powers of Vamandev, Vikram, and all. So it may be told that all has come from Srimati Radhika.
Specifically, we say like Rukmini is coming from Chandravali or is expansion from Chandravali?
Because we don't know something so more. We can tell like this.
I think in Lalita Madhava it mentions this.
Yeah. What in the personal it written? It has written that they were like Shobha. Shobha means?
Nature.
Nature like Lalita. Nature like Chandravali. Nature like. But all are expansions of Srimati Radhika. She has lakhs and lakhs kinds of moods. Each mood has taken shape of gopis. And also the shape of Chandravali. Satyabhama and these are the only the moods of Chandravali and like Rukmini, Satyabhama like from Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha. Srila Rupa Goswami has made a link to think like this. Otherwise we can separate them totally. So has made this. We should read all these books, not only we should read it in any bona fide question of guidance. Then he will clear all that. Otherwise, we'll have so many doubts and accept opposite meaning. Ya Bhagavat Pado Vaishnavi Rasthane. You should go and read Bhagavatam, two Bhagavatam. Two kinds of Bhagavatam, Granth Bhagavat and Devotee Bhagavat. Devotee Bhagavat has the key of Granth Bhagavat. Without that help, we cannot do it. We are bound to take opposite meaning. And when we will so qualify, then we can take the meaning. Bas? I want that I will soon meet you. And I will meet you in your present company. I have seen you Before?
Many yes. times.
I think. I remember.
Since 1978, you are seeing me.
Actually, I should take my mark now. I'm glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, Maharaj.
Yeah. You also miss me. Two times before.
Yes. And we have corresponded letters.
Yes.
On the Gita and the Bhagavad.
Yes, yes, sir. Now I am. You can write me also.
I have many questions on the place of Shakti and Gaur-linga.
You can ask this. And you'll be glad to help
you. This is Professor Eric Huberman. He's the roommate of Pradyumna.
His friend. Oh.
When is Pradyumna? He was telling that I will meet you.
Go. He's not coming, Pradyumna?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is coming. He's
oh,
sick
he
today.
Should come tomorrow. What?
Includes Viraha. He's writing a book, including the subject of Viraha.
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 And he had some questions, but of course the time is up now. Yeah, perhaps tomorrow he can come. Because he gave
tomorrow,
us this morning.
Hare Krishna, I will try to
something.
I want to help everyone. According to my ability. But I know that Pradyumna was so good and bona fide Vaishnava. Swamiji has ordered him to complete Srimad Bhagavatam. But anyhow, it was taken by another and he was deprived of that. But he was very bona fide, qualified person. He knows Sanskrit well. He has so good abilities, I hear. So I used to think like my friends.
Go Premanande.
They are money, fallen money and all these matters.
So
don't want to go high.
So what about the Diksha then? We say Diksha means Sambandha Gyan. If someone has
Sambandha Gyan, they have no Sambandha Gyan, then how?
Then where is the Diksha? So what? From the beginning people have the wrong Adhikar or wrong...
You know that so many renounced sannyasi fall down strong. So many, not one, two, three, four.
No, many. Most. Most.
Most. And those who were near, now they are also doing so. So we should try to them not give up the line of Swamiji. We will have to faith in me. All the chanting, remember, all these things.
Someone with, he was explaining, I was just reading in the explanation we're giving from Prem Bhakti of Chantipra about Anartha Nivritti. So even up to the stage of Prem, some Anartha
not
is still there.
Up to Bhav.
Up to Bhav.
And how in Latin, first stage. But last is somewhat unlike abhas of prema.
Yeah, we say nashta prayeshu
padma. Nashta prayeshu padmatreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya.
So, but can someone become a Diksha Guru even while he has, if he is Anartha Yukta, before being Anartha Mukta? That is the question.
Yes, it can. At the time of Bhavavastha or at the time of Asakti, they may be good. Because in Uttamakitaki they don't.
You know.
He will not initiate or anything. If he initiates, then he will have to come down in the Madhyama Adhikari. Because Uttama Adhikari cannot be controlled by any rules and regulations.
Right.
Like, they have nothing to do with the rules and regulations, Kanishta. And Uttama also, but they are so high and they are in beginning. So, all these things, four things. Prema Maitri Kripa Purusha. Have you heard?
Yes.
This is for only Madhyama Adhikari. And in this Adhikari, they can initiate.
I had a question on that too. Where is Gurudev in that? Guru, there is Prema for Ishvara, there is Maitri for Bhaktas, Taratina.
That Prema is Guru Bhav. Not Prema, that Prema. Mali Rati.
Rati. So
Rati means the first stage of prema.
So way. Means it must be.
And if Mahabhagavat like Ratni, Narada Goswami, and he comes down and he gives initiation to all. Like he gave initiation to Narada, he gave to Valmiki, he gave to Prahlad, he gave to Dhruva, in so many stages.
Yes.
Not in being in one stage. What he gave it to Dhruva, it was not highest stage of Dhruva.
Right.
And what he gave to Prahlad, it was also Gyan Mishra Bhakti.
Okay, right, okay. It was from the Lokabhagavatamrita,
yes.
Stara.
And but he gave to Vyas, it was smart. That is why he could write Srimad Bhagavatam. It was high percent. Like a Rasi, Bhav, Megam Kalpatam. He told them that you have not written anything about Krishna and his pastimes with gopis and all. So, Bhakti Yogena Manasa Samyak Panihite Amale Apashyata Purusham Purna. What is Purna Purush?
Vitharadhika.
Vitharadhika. All the pastimes of the Buddha's So, it was of highest class. The Uttam Bhagavat, or even those who are going to be Maha Bhagavat, like Billamang, they are called Sadhak. But at that time, maybe Guru.
Right. Right, so even sadhak can become, but that sadhak is in is a bhava sadhak.
Bhava, not ordinary like us.
And not nishta, like a nishta stage.
We have no given up on all the offenses, or not, there are so many on us here. We are not like to be. That is why so many falling down here.
So that in that Mukunda Goswami in his Tika on the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says, so therefore Ajata Rati should not become Diksha Guru, not
no,
accepted.
He can be like a Swami Pada. There is none, we'll have to take
it. Yes,
and after that, it may be in the next year, next term, next bus, that will not have that
program.
In Samasti Guru. But these were egos.
Just
the persons who have ego,
yes,
and lust, money making, so many things, criticizing, making offenses by their mantra.
cannot do this.
We have to spend some time in this work or that work. At least more than a shakti, yes. He has never performed. No offense, no all this.
So then what was, when Guru Maharaj passed away, then at that time what did you think also? I mean, you saw Krishna, Sastvarupa, Bhavananda, you know, so many. So, but what? There is some controversy also about this tape, whether Guru Maharaj actually said do initiation or not, or
no,
just maybe
yes,
do means Ritvik.
Should
do
I
the
tell one thing very confidential? I think sometimes that he has cheated them only to attract and charm them to come more and more. That is why he has not followed the principles, the names given in 108 names of sannyasi.
Like in Satkriya, like in Sanskara Deepika.
He feared for this. Knowing that they are only for preaching, he has done that. He may have some disciples. He knows the purpose. He was fearing from offenses. That is why don't tell to anyone. This is a very secret.
I won't tell it. But I think, I also thought that myself sometime.
Yes.
Because one time he said, not this generation, but only next generation, maybe they have the samskar to do. Your generation, maybe.
So he said that, oh, you are very bona fide Vaishnava, very young Vaishnava. But to increase his enthusiasm. And by this, anyone can come from Kanishtha to Madhyam. This is called Utsamayi.
Utsamayi.
Hantarla. All these things. These are not. But yet, Guru Deva, oh, I now have it. Understanding me so much that.
We will meet and always in the same boat. Serving Swami and also our discipling Guru Vaishnava and developing our heart like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family.
Vishnu Maharaj, you remember Vishnu?
Yes.
Swami Vishnu.
Yes, sir.
So he's still in Vrindavan.
Yes, I know. He did something sometimes.
Yeah. So I told him he must come and get your darshan at Mathura when you return. So we are three. You are three? This Bhavan Maharaj, Trivikram Maharaj, herself.
That also some more.
Oh, more.
But we are from
original three. So we have original three. B.V. Tripurari. B.B. Vishnu. And
that is. You know him?
Since long time.
Huh?
Since long time.
Oh.
Since the days of Yasoda Nandan, Swami, Prajumna,
yes.
Jagat Guru Swami,
1979,
The Inquisition.
Inquisition, right.
All GBC came to get us.
It was very tabret for me. I left from my soul and heart when I saw that he was so sincere. But he was neglected by GBC leaders. And that cut their own legs. So many devotees like him.
Yeah, sure. Well, one time, Maharaj, long back, Sridhar Maharaj, he told about this kind.
Can I make sure you come on? Told anyone to have some clothes for the person, devotee, they have some. And for all something, if it is with nami, with them, also be given to all.
He told in 1982, there ISKCON is cracked at the foundation. Two, I fear for their future.
and this is coming.
Three, they will become shadow sampradaya. Shadow, shadow. And since that time to this time, no real change. Now, we also fear. Again, they're becoming feverish. This fever, the same mentality which they just threw on Sri Ramaraj, now they're throwing on you. Same. They're giving the same letters. They're giving the same logic. They're giving the same argument. They're doing the same things, but little less. Same thing, but little less. The previous time, they were beating men with sticks.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
Sticks? They have also beaten you?
No.
No?
No, they had in previous time. Now, they won't do that, but many people are beaten.
Really?
Yeah,
to
oh,
me,
yeah.
To me.
Acharya Maharaj was beaten. One, so many people putting gun, showing
not
gun.
Kanagiri
Giri Maharaj? He was pistol whipped, put in the hospital by Tamal Krishna Maharaj's men. Actually,
they put him in jail also for.
Yeah. But this time, they will not do like that because Krishna has beat them. So, like that, they won't do. But by this tongue, they're doing again. Same thing. So,
why they are so? I'm not. No word for them? And my whole preaching?
Nothing. Maharaj, they have no taste. They're only for materialistic things, for position. They have no taste really for the Bhagavat. They have no idea. There is just, I have something small to say. Actually, not one man in ISKCON can say like that. No one knows who is Rupa Damodar One. No one knows why Rupa Goswami is Rupa Goswami. Nobody knows anything. Even it is in Swami Maharaj's books. Because of Aparad, wall is there. Big wall. And they are not passing that. They
the
don't want to put your head down.
Insubstantial. Whenever you hear some speak, there's nothing...
No depth.
It is all superficial on the surface. Very surprising.
And you told... They're going to university. Tamal Krishna Maharaj is 50 years old. After living the life of a sannyasi, at age 50, I'll go back to university.
No faith in Krishna.
At 50, a sannyasi? For what purpose? Maybe a grihastha, another devotee, go to university, learn something, take some paper and preach. But for a sannyasi at age 50 to go to the university, what's the use? That is a punishment for them.
To be Dr. Swami.
Yeah. And after becoming doctor, that means 62 years of age, 12 years is required.
Prabhupada used to joke, Dr. Swami.
Dr. Swami, right.
They are not coming to me, but they are going to Mayavadi. Even not Mayavadi, more than Ratchet.
At Mayapur, this Murari Bapu, he was invited.
I know.
You know Murari Bapu? He took Dungre Maharaj's place in India. Dungre
in Mathura, and been
the big Bhagavat Sapta preacher.
So many big Rudraksi Niyatadar invited in Mathura to recite their meeting of Swamiji's.
Now every year for how many, 19, 18 years Maharaj came to Srila Prabhupada's disappearance from the year he placed Prabhupada in Samadhi until this year. Every year you came, isn't it Maharaj? Every year he came until this year, then they completely...
I was ready to go there. But they wrote me later. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they wrote Ashley Maharaj got a threatening letter.
What I told.
How did this
happen? He says to all the devotees,
huh?
Before there are some details,
he actually got a threatening letter. If you call
Maharaj, this
was not by JBC.
It's all offered.
But they're preaching, right?
So
JBC preaching. Then how about all settled in the
Yahoo?
Yes,
like talk radio.
Like,
so then he got one threatening us. If you come there, there will be physical violence. Right? You got that letter,
right? I told that don't point to this stuff. If I would gone there, with so many persons of Mathura, about 100, 200 or 1000, and if I had got and given my Pushpanjali, who would?
Maharaj had 5,000 people in Mayapur last year. Right? Is it
more than
5,000.
More than 5,000.
10,000.
Ocean of people. And he's expecting 7,000 people or more for the centennial.
If I will tell,
I'm coming 2,800 only.
If I will not tell, Mathurabasi also can go
not
with
that,
me
not
there.
That.
What they can do?
They cannot do nothing.
But I thought that.
Yeah. But there is hope outside of that. Outside of them, there is hope for all. There are many.
I know only there are 4 or 5 persons.
Right.
And devotees are good. They want to meet with us.
They came, Maharaj, there's things that Maharaj doesn't know. They came to me and to Tripurari Maharaj before one and a half years back. Then we made a plan. We will go to Mayapur.
Yes.
To enter in again in ISKCON.
Yes.
And Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Borijan and Giriraj and all those persons and Shivaram, all of them, Dhanadhar Swami, they will fight our cause. Because cause is so similar. We are thrown out from ISKCON because of Sridhar Maharaj. Right?
Yes.
They are going to be thrown out because of Narayan Maharaj, right? So the cause is so similar. So we told them, you fight our cause, you can really fight. For yourself, you cannot speak for your own defense. But if you come to our cause, you can preach like anything. And you can, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying, we are going to finish this Kanishta thinking, this evil thinking, all these mundane things. We're going to establish the truth. We're like that. We went there. He never even came in our room. Nothing. Just turned his back and walked away.
In Mayapur.
You know what it's like in Mayapur? You know,
everybody's on the verandas and the meetings and everything.
It was incredible. And we stayed 7 days there. I mean, one GBC, listen to this, Hari Balas, he's a GBC. He comes, I want Maharaj to hear this. The one GBC came, Maharaj. That's not necessary.
Not necessary. If you are talking, Hari Katha then.
Yeah. Okay. So, one GBC came in our room, and he was also old friend, Hari Balas. He was GBC for this San Francisco, Seattle, all these places. We asked him in. So he just came in our room. So actually, we tricked him. We said, hey, what's happening, you know? What's going on now, you know, in the big meetings? We heard some Sahajiism is coming in ISKCON. Is it true? That GBC said, yes, it's true. Sahajiism is coming in ISKCON. Really? Well, tell us, what happened? Is it Narayan Maharaj? He said, yes, it is Narayan Maharaj, Sahajiism. We said, how is Sahajiism? Tell us, which way is Sahajiism? So then, he said, well, there are some tapes of Narayan Maharaj. We have listened to these tapes. And on this tape, he is telling that Sankirtan book distribution, this is secondary thing. And he is telling, real reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come is to taste some three types of some ecstasies of Radharani. This is the Sahajism.
Yeah.
Then I'm like this. This way, Matila Deesh, you met Matila in San Francisco? Matila's sitting like this. Punching, otherwise going to laugh. And Tripurari Maharaj saying, oh, very serious. This is a GBC voting member.
But Tamal Krishna, last Kartik, said to me.
No,
Tamal said to me.
All that you told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, all the inspiration, they forgot everything. I think so. Unless I'm still waiting when he's going to stand up and do something. And my thinking, Maya Prakriti Gyan. Immediately, not Gyana taken away. Actually, his bhakti taken away. Because he cheated on Sridhar Maharaj also. He says he never did anything. He was very responsible for that. We used to think, now they have offended Sridhar Maharaj. Now they're going back door, backside. They're coming to Narayan Maharaj for Raghunuga Bhakti. I'm looking for 5 years. So many meetings in your ashram. And I was saying, I don't know. How is it possible? Then when they came, then I saw, you have magic. Their hearts were changed. It seemed their hearts were changed. So nice. You wouldn't have believed.
Yeah.
These men were just like Jadarani. Everybody, we were so happy at last.
Yeah, we were.
There's going to be air to
new
breathe.
Air. Yeah.
And then again.
You know, Tamal say last Kartik before the prohibition, when they have the prohibition to come to Vrindavan, and he come to me and say, Ramesh, these people in Iskcon is crazy. I go going to fight you and the World Vaishnava Association. You have to help me to in the future.
Who told?
No. Tamal to me.
Oh, to you. Oh,
and
oh.
say, we have to fight. Because we don't need to commit again the same aparadha to Srila Maharaj with Narayan Maharaj. And me, I'm going to fight to protect the purity, the most important
but
thing.
But they told him, they shocked him. He thought he was going to talk.
A year ago.
He got there, they told him, get out today. You leave Narayan Maharaj or get out today. Money cut, disciples cut, temple cut, everything. Cut. Then, in the night, Maharaj, we went to Giriraj Maharaj. We told Maharaj, what's happening? What are you doing? And this Parthasarathy from South Africa, he is my bosom buddy since 25 years. He was sitting almost crying. Two men have, like, more heart. Govinda Maharaj, Bhakti Bringer Govinda Maharaj, and Parthasarathy. They have more heart. Their mind was very troubled, disturbed, almost crying. Then Giri Maharaj said,
who?
Giri Maharaj, not Giri, Giriraj.
Giriraj
Maharaj saying, I think Prabhupada is calling me back. I told him, no Maharaj, Prabhupada not calling you back. But they were just in that mood. Now, Prabhupada sent them to you, now Prabhupada calling them back. And that was it. There was no changing, there was no talking.
We should reach serving Krishna, participate in the Mahaprabhu and the one of our disciples. We have nothing to criticize.
No, not really.
No, Maharaj, it's only an emergency because we have a lot of propaganda and we kind of repeat what the Catholic Church did some years ago, you know? And ISKCON going to do the same thing too. To the VA completely
the Krishna and but in Bagh Bazar they held the post in Yoga Pit they held the staff but where was the life? The life was outside. So they hold the property, they hold the name, Prabhupada name, they hold ISKCON name. Just like I talked to Yati Maharaj before 1 year. Yati Maharaj and ISKCON are absolutely same mind, clean
yes.
and sane. But different Prabhupada and different society. If you cover them with a blanket and talk, which was ISKCON, you cannot say, oh, both are ISKCON, no, both are Yati. You can't understand unless you see the face. Completely the same consciousness.
Not honoring anyone.
Not honoring anyone. And simply telling Prabhupada made one society. Prabhupada not told any disciple to be separate. Same thing. Before Swami Maharaj gone to take sannyas from Keshav Maharaj, he wrote one letter to Tirtha Maharaj. One letter came back. That letter we have. We have got so many letters from GBC, same. Completely same. Just like you told, there some people are saying, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, not given some slok. Then they're telling another man was given. You were telling? But by the quality, you can understand who is given what. Same. They have the same mentality. Like when Mahaprabhu saw the Brahmin when he reached the Mathura at the
Shamghat.
At the temple, Janmastan. There was once Brahmin.
Oh yes, no. That name was
Sarodhya.
Sanoriya Vipra.
And then when Mahaprabhu saw the symptoms of ecstasy in him, they embraced. He could understand, oh, you have some touch with Madhavendra, how it has come. The same symptoms. So many people share these same mundane conceptions. You once told me, I know three men of similar character. Saraswati Thakur, Keshav Maharaj, your Guru Maharaj, and our Swami Maharaj. Very similar character. But they're the rebels. They used to tell, remember way back when they used to say, Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj is not bona fide sannyas. Tirtha Maharaj's group used to tell like that. Because he took sannyas from your Guru Maharaj, he is a renegade, he is a rebel. Outside.
Did you say that Tirtha Maharaj can't sit like that?
Tirtha Maharaj. The Swami Maharaj is not bona fide disciple, also not bona fide for him to go to USA. Not authorized.
Not authorized by Acharya.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, don't. When you are coming to India?
I want to help him.
You should help to come. No money problem.
You can help me to come also. This is a rich man. He is a rich man.
You should help him to bring India.
I'm not rich.
You are not rich, but your heart is so rich.
So Maharaj, what will be the, what is the real, this thing? Vishva, what's it called? World Vaishnava Association. What do you think, actually?
You know more than this.
But I'm stuck in the mud. I actually don't have any genuine enthusiasm for it. It's I don't think you can unite all the Vaishnavas.
No, but
I told.
No, I'm just asking you. I'm going to follow the lead of senior men. So I'm asking you honestly.
I went to Sivasangam in their meeting.
Yes.
I told that if the object is common, and for that we are doing something, then we can meet. But our object is not one. Then how you can?
Separate interest, then it's difficult.
If you are criticizing others all, you are not following the teachings of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami and all others, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you are not accepting Srila Prabhupada, then how you can? You can meet in this. That if you are all favorable to this, we are in the same line. It may be some difference of opinion, but main thing is same.
Well, from that point of view, everyone who's thus far volunteered some participation seems quite humble and sincere. ISKCON refuses, and Yati Maharaj refuses, and Govinda Maharaj refuses.
And all others are insane.
Yeah.
We want to be. And if it is done, very good and favorable.
Something can come of it. Something.
It is very difficult at the beginning, you know, to try to do something. If we don't do that, when we can do something? Only we can preach that something.
Well, I wrote Bhakti Tirtha Swami, who in ISKCON is considered very Krishna conscious and very,
very
liberal.
Progressive, yeah.
Very progressive.
Who?
But I know him
who?
Over these last years in
what
private discussions. Bhakti Tirtha. He's a black body
black
devotee.
He used to be Ghanashyam Brahmachari.
He didn't. Maharaj doesn't know. He's a very intellectual black man. Very nice devotee. But anyway, I wrote him today. Huh?
GBC. He's a GBC.
Yeah, oh, yes. GBC.
2 years ago,
big,
he was chairman
GBC.
Of GBC. Now he is not chairman. But I don't know his opinion. I met him also at
the country. So, I wrote him a letter today. I waited until your New York program finished. They had 1 month to show a decent face. Nothing shown properly. Videos were made against Maharaj. Letters were written. Kind of nonsense they did, right? So at last, they did nothing. Only Dayananda, he invited. They were troubling that man. For you to go to 26 Second Avenue, they were pressuring him.
No, but you don't know nothing. Lakshmi invited us. He came here and invited us to Dayananda.
Then?
Yesterday.
Then what happened?
I don't know what's happened after.
No, they Maharaj went and had, yeah, Maharaj went to
see. Oh, you went to Tuwako?
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yes.
In Tuwako.
Lakshmi Narayan.
And I get up.
So he gave lecture there.
Huh. Very strong lecture.
Very strong lecture.
Very strong.
Oh, good, good. So I'm suggesting to Bhakti Tirtha that I'm telling ISKCON should start another committee. They have so many committees. They should start a ministry for Vaishnava relations. And they should pick somebody, two or three people. And then they should try to connect to some persons outside to try and give some balance, because they misunderstand things so much. And they actually think, oh, Prabhupada's mission is in danger. Oh, if this man is coming, this will be lost. BBT will be lost. They actually, I mean, they're not like thinking like a dacoit. They actually think they're doing the right thing. That's the problem. I mean, that's the problem, you know.
You missed the
very
Jai Pataka. Listen, Maharaj. Jai Pataka organized during the festival. Also, the Prabhupada World Vaishnava Association. And he came. And he came to inform to Puri Maharaj about that meeting. Yes, we want to make Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Parivar. And Puri Maharaj say, okay, no problem. But and Narayana Maharaj came, Govinda Maharaj came, he came. No, because we have some problem. We have to resolve it in the future.
We should not be worried about it. We should serve, we should practice Siddha Bhakti.
Yes.
Nothing to do.
Last year I got two letters from Jai Pataka Maharaj's disciples.
Yes.
For killing me.
You?
Yeah, I got two letters.
For why?
Preaching in South India. One to kill me, one to kill the children of my pujari in Trivandrum. Actually, that created a big problem. Big problem. And I actually closed that ashram because there's an underworld, like heavy dacoit in Trivandrum. Heavy place, Trivandrum. Like, almost like more than Bengal. Like, heavy. So, actually, I closed that ashram since 2 years because I'm afraid to put any devotee there because while going in the market, break his head, or Bujari, he was from Bengal, he ran back to Mayapur. I still have the letters. They don't sign, but I'm a little smarter than they are. You can study the letters and understand where this comes from. It's not just coming from somebody in India. I preached in India for 20 years. Never met that type of a resistance. And there's reasons how we know. Then I unearthed a plan to throw me out from India also. They're going to home ministry for making all these different problems. That one I also cut. I stopped that problem also. But this is their mentality.
That's the rich Dr. Kaput, you know, they also try to make some Dr. Kaput, they try to make something for the different consulate to stop this.
Some like Kurukshetra.
Oh, wow. Not ex-party that.
But it happened before in the time of your Guru Maharaj, didn't it? They tried to make big case on him. People tried to, they want to kill Saraswati Thakur. Gundas were given money. This is nothing new, actually. But the real thing will go on and be victorious. We have nothing to fear from them, actually.
You are going to return to your place today?
I think tonight, I see if the Prabhu is Ramesh, maybe goes later. Otherwise, tomorrow morning I go.
Tomorrow. Then we should be here.
Stay
night
here.
And
go tomorrow.
And in morning.
Yeah, you're going to. We go together tomorrow.
Yes. Is it arranged? Where you are now, put in New York?
About 5 hours driving south. Washington, capital of the USA.
So from there you are coming here.
And 7-8 people came.
Oh.
Men, ladies, children.
Good.
We're staying in a hotel the night.
Mm.
We're all
that very hotel?
There's one hotel, some of your disciples are there, and other devotees. Near to here, one hotel. Then we come in the morning, then we have to go back. In the afternoon. So I'm very calculated, Maharaj. My calculation. I'm thinking, if I'm doing something to please Narayan Maharaj, here. First, Prabhupada giving full Ashiwad, blessing on my head. Second, then when I come to Mathura, then you'll give me some mercy there also. You'll take me a little closer. Sometimes very difficult to meet you in Mathura. But I know now, when you see my face from the crowd, then you'll want to get me close, and I'll get some of that bhakti ras from you, some taste. All calculation. A few years ago, I was in South India, Srila Puri Maharaj installing one deity, Lakshmi Nasringa. And I thought, that deity is in Madras. He wants by Gaura Purnima. No, anybody can get that deity there in time, unless they have their own private truck. I bought the truck, 2 lakh rupees, picked that deity from Madras, drove 6 days to Mayapur. Presented that deity to Pramod Puri Maharaj. He was so happy, he gave this way, blessing, embrace.
Whose mutt is that?
Srila Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Gopinath Gaudiya
Maharaj. He has a mutt in South India?
No, he has a mutt in Navadri.
Oh, you drove this from
I drove the deity from South India
from South
to
India
there.
To Mayapur.
For the installation.
Wow. That could be.
Tell them to arrange for that Mahaprasad. What is the time now?
After this.
Oh.
After 5 minutes.
You should arrange Mahaprasad for us.
Professor
is there, so I have to invite him to stay for the
rest.
Hearing
Mahaprasadam.
Did Satyaraj come here to see you?
Yes.
He came here
twice. And he asked some questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then he answered. He was satisfied. He told that I have written so many letters and you have answered. Again, I want to take your help and I'm going to write something. Mm-hmm. So you should try to help me.
What did your god brothers think about this tour?
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
They are so happy. Sometimes I give letter and my phone also.
Uh-huh.
I have contact with them.
I believe Vaman Maharaj also speaks English. Is he
yes.
speaking?
More than me, he
speaks English.
He speaks.
I never.
But I. Don't care for my wrong, all these things,
mm.
but comes I freely. no fear, but he sometimes nervous. But if he will speak like me, then he will more speak. Their English is more rich than English. Only Tamal Krishna introduced me to speak English. He told me that whether wrong or right, you should speak. You will hear and you should speak. But everywhere I went, they heard more patiently, wrong or right, anything. They took my mood. I don't want to waste my time in learning English. To going to any college, I need to learn a question. But I know it is. I feel that more, so many devotees that received their letters of 17 pages against me, video and everything, but they are not listening. They are coming to listen. Because I am not telling a word against Swamiji or ISKCON.
You cannot wake a man who pretends to be asleep.
Yes.
My godbrother, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, who passed away in Mayapur, he used to tell, you cannot sell glasses to the blind. The blind man, he cannot purchase spectacles. You cannot sell glasses in the village of the blind. But he was saying that in reference that he's for so many years trying to preach to his godbrothers in ISKCON. Not even one person is taking. Not one person was accepting.
They're all against him?
All against
him. They warned that you shouldn't go to England, you shouldn't go to America, you shouldn't come to Australia. They warned him.
Didn't you know Gaur Govinda Maharaj?
I was very impressed with his little, one of his books. I forget which one it was, but it was the only thing I'd ever seen from ISKCON that ever had any, after Prabhupada, that ever had any real teachings. And as you can see from Bhakti,
everything is ready.
Over 10 years, he had a Shikshu Guru in Orissa, who used to come. And he got all his direction. And of course, then he could read also in Sanskrit. But more than just read, he had some inspiration.
Yeah. I was very impressed with that. And then
actually, many of his disciples have two choices, only two choices. Leave and come to you, the greater majority. Or simply be overcome and remain in ISKCON. There's no scope for them. There are only two. I know the history of that place. I know it very well. There's only two. It's either die or leave.
Back to leave.
There's not a third choice for them. They can take a position, they can tow the party line, they can follow the GBC, or they can leave. They cannot sustain their Guru Maharaj's mood there. They'll allow them now for some time. Let them be. Then step by
then
step,
divide
by
and
step,
conquer.
They cannot tolerate that.
Yeah. It's
it's very strange. I can't even put my finger on what the disease is. It's so, what makes it so adulterate, it starts out with something good and then twisted in such a way that it becomes changed. It's very strange. I think about it a lot more. It's very strange. And when you speak to people, sometimes you speak.
You used to go to take prasadam.